Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. The hot summer weather means time to enjoy the beach and swimming in the region's many lakes and ponds. That's a source of great joy for most, but it also brings risk. And in fact, there's been a troubling spike in drownings in Massachusetts recently. The latest came last night in Pocasset Harbor on Cape Cod, where a man drowned. It's one of at least 10 drownings in the past few weeks. The victims have been as old as 76, as young as 2 years old. So we're going to talk now a little bit about the causes of all these drownings, if there's a pattern, how to stay safe in the water. And to help us do that, Kevin Whalen joins us. He's the Director of Aquatics at the Department of Conservation and Recreation of Massachusetts. And Kevin Whalen, thanks for joining us. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So can you explain how officials like yourself are trying to make sense of this recent spike in drownings? It seems like a lot, and suddenly, are there any patterns that are emerging that you're noticing?
Well, I think one of the patterns that you do see is that in many of the cases, it's been all in, like, you know, where lifeguards are not supervising. Yeah. I don't believe there is any in one of the locations that there was a lifeguard present. So I think it's important for people, especially that people have their skill level is not as, is the people's skill level is, you know, might not be a strong swimmer, that they, you know, swim in designated swim areas. DCR has, you know, several properties across the whole state, many, many ocean beaches as well that we, you know, we provide lifeguard service, but also we provide designated swim areas across the state at many of our state parks where we have lifeguard coverage as well. And, of course, we have 25 deep water pools and wading pools and things of that nature as well.
I'm wondering, does the heat affect the frequency of these accidents? I mean, obviously, we know more people are likely to be swimming when it's hot, but what about their bodies? Do folks need to be thinking about avoiding dehydration, heat strokes, that kind of stuff?
Right. I think, you know, absolutely. I think, you know, people have to make sure that they're, you know, they have all their faculties. They shouldn't be drinking alcohol, you know, when they're going to be going swimming or go into the water, and they should be hydrated. You know, if they're not strong swimmers or if they have young children, they should be wearing a life jacket that's U.S. Coast Guard approved. I think that's always something that would be beneficial for everyone. Of course, if you're in a boat or a kayak or things of that nature, you should always be wearing a Coast Guard approved life jacket as well.
Right. We also, as bystanders, you know, I mean, we hear stories about people drowning while they're trying to save another person. Mm-hmm. What's the advice there? I mean, obviously, if someone's in distress, you're going to try to help them.
Right.
But what kind of, I mean, how should we be thinking about that?
I you know, obviously, if you do see that a lot, and I think one of the things is I think it starts with the person that it's going into the water, that they need to make sure that they know their surroundings and that, you know, you don't swim alone. I know it is very tragic, obviously, when someone tries to help another person that might be struggling to, you know, and obviously they succumb to the same thing. But I think it's important, though, that, you know, the people, before they go to swim, that they swim with other people, that they take the precautions of whether it's life jackets, things of that nature, that they know, you know, where they're swimming. We had a drowning last year out at Walden Pond, which was, you know, outside the designated area, and, you know, the cove was like a 50-foot across cove, and the person thought they could walk across, and, it, you know, there was a 12-foot drop-off. Now, you know, we had posted no swimming there and all of that, but the problem is that, you know, that's why we have the designated swim areas. We check for sudden drop-offs. We make sure that it's safe for people to, you know, to swim in. There's no obstructions under the water, and it's only about, you know, 6 feet deep at the deepest. So all those factors, I think, go in. So especially if you're not a strong swimmer, I think it's important that you do stay in designated swim areas. As far as, you know, your question, as far as, you know, when people go in, I mean, obviously that's it's spur of the moment, and it, you know, where it happens and all those things that make it very difficult to kind of plan for something like that.
Yeah.
But it's really kind of, I think the onus is on the people that are going in the water that get themselves in trouble to begin with, to take the necessary precautions, you know, prior to going in the water.
You know, I was really sad to read about one of the drowning victims. It was a 2-year-old boy who drowned in a pool in Lynn. And this made us think here in the newsroom about some of the misconceptions around drowning. And if you're watching a kid, or maybe you're not watching a kid as closely as you should be, because when someone drowns, it's not necessarily the huge sort of splashy scene that we might associate with someone. So can you talk a little bit about that? I mean, it can happen suddenly and quietly, right?
Exactly. And that's usually most of the time, because what people are trying to do, they're trying to, like, get air into their lungs. So they're trying to, like, lift their heads up. And by doing that, generally speaking, their arms usually sometimes go down to the side. I mean, there is no typical way of drowning, but a lot of times that's what you see. So it is much more silent than people, I think, realize. And, you know, it's obviously lifeguards and things like that are trained to watch those, as they do their surveillance, are trained to watch for those type of, actions by folks in the water. But it is not like a loud thing where people are yelling and screaming, because the person is usually struggling to get breath.
Yeah.
And so that is, you know, one of the things that, it is accurate. So I do think, getting back to, like, young children, though, I think what people need to do, obviously we talked about the life jacket, but when you have a party or any time around the pool, there has to be one, dedicated person that is watching the water.
Really watching the water and watching the kids.
Everybody can be having a barbecue and enjoying themselves, but all the time, I think you need, you do need to have that one person that is dedicated to watching the water, and that's their responsibility to make sure that they're watching all the children in the pool.
Wise words from Kevin Whalen, Director of Aquatics at the Department of Conservation and Recreation in Massachusetts. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And listeners, you can find more information about how to stay safe in the water at our website, radioboston.org. Stay with us. There's more ahead. This is Radio Boston.